Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. And tonight we wanted to discuss something that I keep seeing in the headlines. So I kind of wanted to just talk it out and see what we thought. Breastfeeding in public, guys. What do we think? I mean, I personally don't care either way. I did breastfeed both of my kids. I was not one to do it in public because I just simply didn't want anybody looking at my boobs. Like, you know, they're my boobs. So, you know, if my kid was hungry, I would simply make sure I was covered completely with a blanket, or I would go somewhere to do it. And that was just my preference. I'm not knocking anyone who does it any other way. For me though, I just didn't want anyone to have the chance to see what I consider my personal shit. You know, I wear a bathing suit, I wear, you know, a low cut shirt, whatever, but you know, my nipple's my nipple, and that is for me, and that's for my kid. You know, that's my personal space. But to each his own, and I don't love the hating that's going on around it. It's not fair to moms who are just trying to do the right thing for their kid. Carrie, what do you think?
I breastfed both my kids. My first one, I had a lot of problems initially breastfeeding him. And I think it was just kind of, you know, first time parent stress and, you know, just kind of like all the changes in your life and other life events happening stress. And so I like half formula fed him and half breastfed him until some things calmed down. Neither one of my kids were ever really interested in being completely covered. So with my first one, you know, I'm not going to say that I didn't breastfeed him on a stoop in Brooklyn. We also spent some time in an Old Navy dressing room, and that was like the loudest slurping you ever heard. I was like, will this kid ever stop? Like, this is like amplified. But I think by my second one, I worked out some of the tips of the trade for me. You know, it was kind of like wearing a tank top with a sweater. And,
right.
So I grew a lot more accustomed to it. I also was primarily, with my second, surrounded by moms.
Yeah.
With my first, I was around family that weren't necessarily comfortable with it.
Okay.
So they preferred that I went somewhere else. And that didn't make me feel great. But, you know, you're kind of working it all out and figuring it out.
Yeah.
By my second, I didn't care what anyone else felt.
It was right, kind of right.
If you don't want to see it, then turn away.
Yep, yep.
I want to see your face, so I turn away.
Yes, that's the way to go. It's the way to be. I definitely feel like, you know, everyone's got to do what works for them. You know, I certainly, if I was comfortable around somebody, I, you know, took it right out and we did it, you know, right then and there. But, you know, I personally wanted to be mindful of people around me because, you know, I didn't want to do anything that was going to put me in a situation to feel awkward. So I just did what was right for me, and I would kind of go in a separate area or make sure I was covered. But, you know, I never compromised my kid from eating. If my kid was hungry, I found a way to feed him. That made me and the kids feel relaxed and secure and safe and not in a vulnerable situation where somebody was going to give me a look. I always made sure that it was, you know, worked out in my best interest. So yeah, there's just, I don't know why it's all of a sudden, you know, it's like, there's a lot of hoopla going on around it. And, I don't know if a lot of it's fabricated just to stir up a little action around it. If those, lactation people over at the, what's that organization?
La Leche.
If the La Leche's got some, you know, dirty little scheme going on to get a lot of buzz around the boob. But it's pretty hot and heavy, and people are very passionate about it, and
yeah,
so be it. But, you know, I'm still going to feed my kid. I you know, I did formula mixed in there too, but, you know, it's again what it comes down to that works for you and in your family.
Yeah, I did find it really hard to breastfeed on, let's say, an airplane takeoff or landing, because you know you want them to be drinking
right
at those points, and I could never like maneuver the child, my boob, a shirt, and the person next to me like all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I found always difficult. So I just, you know, gave my kid a bottle of beer and it generally worked out.
Sweet, sweet. Were you a pump and dumper?
I wasn't. I researched and found out early on, which is to, I guess, my personality, that it did no good to pump and dump. That if you were drunk, the alcohol was in your breast milk, and if you were at the point of sober, that it was pretty much out, and also that alcohol didn't have as much of a presence in breast milk as people thought it did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, same here. I was advised to do it. I did it a couple of times, and then after a while, you know, I wasn't getting, you know, fall down wasted when I was at that stage because I had a newborn to look after in the middle of the night. So if I had a couple of drinks, I kind of went by the rule, if I can, you know, if I can walk straight, then I'm, you know, I'm not completely shit-faced and I don't need to wait or dump or anything like that.
What I heard was, if you can drive, then you're okay to breastfeed.
Correct. Yes. Yes. I did hear that as well. Yeah. But you know, that is crazy as it was, all the pumping and all the breastfeeding and all those hours of having kids on your boobs. It seems like a million years ago, and I do miss it a little bit now that it's a long ways, you know, a hell of a journey to be done, and looking back on it, it's a little sad, but...
Yeah. I wrote a blog post on the week that, or maybe the day, like the last day that I was breastfeeding A-Train, because I needed to wean her, because Mike and I were going away to Cancun for our anniversary, and, you know, it was going to be a week with no milk, and it's got to end someday.
Yeah.
So that was my impetus. And yeah, it was a really kind of bittersweet, you know, I was happy to be getting my body back, although I don't feel like I've fully gotten it back because she still warms her hands under my boobs.
Yeah.
But
well, who doesn't warm their hands under your boobs?
It's there for a generation. But, you know, that sweet time together, particularly like in the mornings when you like would just wake up, they would just wake up and you just kind of snuggle up, as opposed to like being kicked in the kidneys, which is how I'm.
Oh yeah, that's always a pleasure.
Or hit
in the head. Yep.
Which is how I'm currently being woken up.
It's sad. Yeah. It's bittersweet.
Yeah. But mostly, I don't miss it at all.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's like mostly not missing it. I remember when I weaned Mikey at the, you know, at his 18 month, where I was just, you know, at my wit's end with not wanting to go into another summer with having a baby on my boob all summer. And I was severely engorged. And I wrote about this, where I needed cabbage or something to take down pain, which I never really was convinced did anything, but I was trying anything. And it took about a day really to stop hurting, and then it was over, and then in a blink of an eye, and I was just like, wow, I'm on the other end. I'm starting a whole new, you know, chapter, because it does, it consumes so much of your life. And then when it's done, it's done. But oh, I think I'm going to go put some cabbage on my boobs just for old time's sake. So I'm going to let you go. But I do appreciate,
I'm going to go wake the kids up and stick them on my boobs.
Yeah.
You know, just to see.
Just to see what happens. Maybe there's a little in there. But anyway, folks, I'm Bleeping Audrey. That was Bleeping Carrie. Have a bleeping awesome week.